Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The death toll from the devastating Central Texas flooding has climbed to at least 129 people, as forecasts show that region facing yet another flash flood threat this weekend. A new legal ruling affecting ICE operations.
A federal judge in California has ordered the Trump administration to temporarily halt what is called indiscriminate immigration stops in seven California counties, including Los Angeles. The judge's orders say DHS cannot detain someone based on race, spoken language, job, and deny a detainee the right to legal counsel.
ABC's Zareen Shaw. Blaming tension with U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, sources tell ABC News that Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino has told allies he might resign over the DOJ's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. In Pamplona, Spain, emergency service officials reporting at least five people have been hurt in the sixth day of the running of the bulls through the city streets. This is ABC News. Just days after President Trump toured a new immigration detention center in the Florida Everglades that officials have been calling Alligator Alcatraz, Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz and others at the facility Saturday looking to check it out.
This is a stunt. I mean, dropping flimsy infrastructure in the middle of the Everglades in a swamp where they bragged about it being surrounded by alligators and pythons. I mean, the whole point is to, you know, look tough, like they're trying to go after bad hombres.
The representatives say their time there was restricted. And people on the inside describing conditions. The facility said to have worms in the food, toilets that don't flush, and mosquitoes and other insects everywhere. Government officials reportedly disputing those claimed conditions described by detainees. A record-breaking blast for Aaron Judge. The New York Yankees right fielder slugged his 350th career home run Saturday in a loss to the Chicago Cubs. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers and Nationals wrap up their series here today. The crew with a thrilling 6-5 win over Washington last night. Milwaukee down 5-3, bottom of the ninth. Andrew Vaughn at the plate on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Finnegan deals. Vaughn, line drive.
Caleb Durbin later drove in Andrew Monasterio for the winning run. Manager Pat Murphy on the effort Monasterio has shown.
The great thing about having the right people. This kid every day says, I want to stay in the big leagues.
The Brewers have now won 6 in a row. The Nationals have lost 7 of their last 10.
I'm going to tell you, you got to keep your head up. You know, got to go back and do it again.
That's the Nationals manager Miguel Cairo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Air quality concerns today thanks to areas of smoke, mostly sunny skies, a light west to southwest wind, highs of the upper 70s to lower 80s. Smoke will continue to be found tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid and upper 60s. Right now it's 64.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be back from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in the world headquarters of Madison, taking a look at the weekend headlines and looking ahead to our next road trip with Jane Matinere. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is producer Conrad. Hope you have a fun and safe 4th of July weekend. Pete and I are taking time to spend time with our family and enjoy the weather. So in the meantime, here's a show that includes artists in Wisconsin. Hope you enjoy.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Big night here, folks. Coming to you live from downtown Madison tonight here at Civic Media headquarters. Great to be here and great to have you with me. Dom is riding shotgun instead of Conrad, who... slacking off and stayed in Green Bay.
That's what I hear about all the time is Conrad is keeps slacking off. Like I said, I want to meet this guy.
He's comfortable in Green Bay. That's where he likes to be. And he's actually producing the morning show up there, working very hard with Mino and the Mayor. But I am in Madison, and that means tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I get to have the unbelievably, remarkably talented Kaylin Cole in the studio to perform and chat about her outstanding career. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm well. I'm better than you at the moment because you told me about this car accident you were in.
Gosh.
And you're obviously okay, which is good, but that must have been kind of harrowing.
It was a little fender, you know, those things happen all the time. But I was in a parking lot. And did you know that over 80% of accidents are in parking lots?
I did know that.
I didn't.
Did you know? Well, you do now.
Now I do.
Did you know this? Most accidents happen close to your home.
Really?
Yes. So you should definitely move.
Yeah.
But that is another weird coincidence.
That's
I don't know.
Wild. The more you know.
Exactly. So I'm so glad this worked out.
Yeah.
You're in town. Tell us what, catch me up on what's been happening with you since you were in Green Bay with Lexi Liu.
Yeah.
And you guys
Lexi.
Performed and you guys were so great. I know you did some shows
Thank
up
you.
There. That was a few months ago. What is new with you and what's happening?
Yeah. Well, I have a couple of singles coming out in the summer.
Yeah.
One in the fall. And then I am dropping an entire album in October. So actually before this, since 10 a.m. this morning, I was doing my bookkeeping and also trying to edit videos for it because, I mean, it's not only about the song anymore. It's really about the promotion. So I've been trying to get, as an independent artist without management, I've been trying to get ahead of the game so I can be back home with my family present and, you know, make sure I'm getting all the hard work done beforehand, before the songs come out, which the first one drops in July. So I have, you know, a little bit of time, but been trying to focus on that recently and been getting booked in other places, which is cool. I love being back home, obviously, but I've got some shows out on the East Coast this fall. And then I also have some spots with Elliot Boo, who is a friend from Nashville. He's from Indiana. So we'll go up to Indianapolis and play, too.
Fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
You told me you're looking for a publicist or you were thinking about a publicist.
Yes.
And you don't have a manager and you do everything yourself.
I do.
I can't imagine I love that you're still doing this, even though you do all of that. But that's got to be exhausting sometimes. Are you open to management?
Yeah, always.
The right management.
Yeah. I actually have met with a couple of managers recently. Well, one, and I really love what she does. But it's for... it's not the right time. I think listeners will understand later if they... they follow along my journey, but it's not the right time right now. But maybe after this album comes out, I would love to work with her. But her and I are somewhat close. We used to go to church together. So, but yeah, she's awesome. Her name's Crystal. And yeah, she's a great friend right now. So.
Is it the kind of situation where if something came up and someone approached you about an amazing opportunity, you could turn to her and say, will you negotiate this for me or will you be in my corner for this?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I have a couple of people in Nashville, thankfully enough, that if I'm just like in a pickle or don't know myself because I'm not that involved in the business side of things quite yet.
Yeah.
Slowly, I'm sure, but surely I am getting there. However, I am still representing myself.
Yeah.
So when it comes to representing yourself as an artist, you want to make sure that you're making the right moves, because if you step on somebody's, you know, if you step on a crack or whatever and irk somebody, that's a representation of you directly. Whereas right. if you have a manager, it comes off differently.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. The whole business side of it is so far beyond me.
That's the not fun part of it.
No,
it's called show business, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the writing and creative part is great.
Yeah.
And I've been working on my pitch as well to people. Okay. It's like, yes, when they see me and they see that I'm a songwriter from Nashville and a singer in these venues, it's a hard game. You have to set yourself apart. So it's like, how can I do that? So I'm still trying to figure that out, but I want to stay true to myself.
Absolutely. So, well, here, I'm just going to give you a quick pitch.
Yeah.
I founded this new company. It's called Schwab and Dom Representation.
Yeah.
We just started it.
Yeah.
We
really?
Just started it just now. He's working on the mission statement right now.
Perfect.
Yeah, currently, yeah. That's
writing
why I'm not talking.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Okay, cool. Yep.
I think that you're in a great spot, though, right, in your career, because you can write about anything.
Yeah.
You don't have people in your ear saying, do this, do that. You're still just kind of free and easy. And you describe yourself as a Madison hippie.
A Midwestern hippie.
What is that exactly?
So it's funny because a lot of people think hippies are, you know, people that partake in certain activities. recreational activities.
Nude concert going and drugs.
Yeah, yes, exactly. But I wanted to give, shed a different meaning with the name, you know, give it a different meaning. And Midwestern hippie to me is just free spirited. So I put in my Instagram bio recently, it's like free spirited, but rooted in Christ. And that's kind of my statement. You know, even though I'm free spirited, I still have, you know, roots and I'm still a grounded person.
When you say Christ, you're referring to Jesus, right? Not Paul Christ, the
good
guy
old
that lives
Jesus.
Down on the first.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Not the guy that manages rag stock over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So tell us what brings you back to Madison. You're here. You got a big show coming up. That's why you're here. And that's what worked in our favor here. So tell us what's up.
Yeah. So I am here. I came a little bit earlier than my friends from Nashville. We've got my friend Chris, Ashley, and Jared are all going to be up here. So Jared is actually a new person as of a couple of days ago. The old person that couldn't join us, he sadly has some family obligations, so we of course worked around that and wanted to be understanding. So we have this new guy on the road with us. He's phenomenal. He's played at the Listening Room in Nashville and as well as other places, but the tour is called A Little Bit of Nash, and so Lisa McDonough, she puts it on. That's actually Chris's cousin. And so what she does is she books the venues and obviously pitches us, which is great. And I'm very thankful for her. But it's 3 to 4 hours every single night of music. Mainly it's our own music and it's writer's round style. So it's one by one. And we It's nice when you're not playing the whole 4 hours, and when you're done playing, then you have three more songs to go grab a drink or go say hi to somebody or go, you know, sign somebody's T-shirt that they just bought from you. So,
that's so cool.
Yeah, we're having four shows in the area.
So when are they? Is it this weekend?
Yes, they are. So we are going to Springfield Corner first in Dane County, or Dane, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So we'll be there Thursday. Friday, we will be in, I think it's...
Is that Cottonwood Resort?
Yeah, Cottonwood.
Okay. That's the 28th from 3 to 7 in Sauk City at Chef's Cottonwood Resort. Did I get that right?
Chef's Cottonwood.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then we have a fundraiser on Saturday. So it's... the Morgan Foundation. So it's people with special needs that we're raising money for. So please come out, folks, if you're not doing anything. That would be awesome.
Are you going to talk in a British accent or sing in a British?
The whole entire time I will, yes.
I love that.
And then we're going a little bit out into Baraboo on Sunday at Tumbled Rock Brewery, one of my favorite places to play from 5 to 9.
And that's the 30th? Or is that?
That is the 29th. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's fun. So a lot of opportunities to see you while you're here in the Midwest. Yeah. That's great.
And those are all free.
All those shows are free?
Yeah.
How are you getting paid, kid?
Man.
Just pass the hat.
Yeah, just pass the hat.
Old school, baby.
Living on a prayer.
That's right. Hey, can you play something for us before we have to go to a break? We got about 5 minutes or so.
Heck yeah.
We'd love to hear something.
Yeah. So I've got this new song coming out actually in July. It's called Mistreated Right, and it's all about a play on words of this girl kind of just being done with being mistreated. And so I guess you'll kind of hear it. But I wanted to play Goner, but I was like, nah, I've already played that for Pete.
Oh,
and
in
everybody.
Green Bay. Right.
Yeah, in Green Bay. So I was like, I might as well just switch it up and play.
You have a lot
song.
Of songs that kind of have a play on words. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, the double entendre
Bourbon
meetings.
Warfare is great.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Well, or You Ain't Jack.
I think
I love
you play that,
that
one, too.
Yes. So, well, this one's Mistreated Right. So.
Love it. All right, Kaylin Cole, live in the studio.
Missed out on another vacation. Southbound, guess I was mistaken. We were wrong, so I took a right onto Misery Lane. I won't lie, I know you try the best you can. Need to breathe in more or less second. And slow flying, I was tired of fighting fate. Time to douse those flames. I learned that first look fire is only.
Little by little, figured out what being
to break it up. Took some time, but I realized I don't deserve being mistreated right. Then all my little figured out what being in love was in about. So I'm looking for the right guy that'll make me little mistreated.
Coming right back. That was awesome.
Thank you.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network on a Tuesday night. This is How We Tuesday, folks. Kaylin Cole is here in the studio. We just heard, tell us the name again of the song you just played.
It's called Mistreated Right.
Yeah. All right. I love that. And when will that, is that on the new material you're putting out?
Yes.
In July?
That will be out in July, July. So.
All right. So. Where can people follow you or learn more about your dates? Like, I just did a Google search because I'm old school, but where can people find out more about you or follow you?
Yeah, so on my Facebook and Instagram, all of my socials I have in my bio, I have a link to my website. And so my website will take you to all of my socials, a couple of videos on YouTube, my show dates.
Yeah.
So it's all of that is in there. So.
And you've got some great dates coming up.
The
29th is a special needs show. Where's that one again?
Yeah. I think it's in Fond du Lac. Let me check quick.
But well, yeah, you do that, but you've got a show on the 27th in Springfield.
Yes.
That's in Dane.
Yes.
Okay.
That one's in, I don't know how I keep my schedule.
Well, this is all the more reason people should go and just follow you on your socials.
Yes. So
you can not rely on me.
That would be, you're doing a better job than I am.
What do you, what's easier, writing songs, or what's more difficult, I should say, writing songs or performing them?
I would say writing songs. Yeah, I just love performing. So I used to be in community theater when I was a kid. And so I really think that helped my performance and my stage presence and all that. And so maybe when I'm tired, it's hard to perform.
Yeah.
But I like to make sure that I take care of myself and my well-being in order to do those shows at a high energy pace. But the writing is fun, but it is hard work, especially it all depends on who you're writing with, too.
Do you write with others a lot, or you primarily?
Yeah. Okay. So during COVID, I obviously wrote more by myself and I had more confidence in that, but I'm kind of working on writing more material myself, getting back at it like that again. So,
What typically do you have a common theme you write about? Like, I know you write about love and that kind of stuff. You have a spiritual element to your music.
Yeah.
What gets you excited? If there is a topic or a theme you've come back to as a songwriter?
Yeah. Well, I just love, like you had mentioned before, Pete, the play on words.
Yeah.
So anything that can have like a double entendre is really cool. I do have an EP called Bourbon Warfare that is out for you guys to listen to anywhere. But I would say like that time I wrote a lot of like drinking, double entendre meeting kind of songs, which they're clever and they're fun. But if somebody wants to get in the studio and write another song about whiskey now, I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, no.
Has that become kind of a hack?
Yes, it's become repetitive now to me. Just because of my personal career, I, put a whole album out of whiskey meaning song, double entendre type stuff. So I'm like, I really don't want to write that anymore. to your question, I think it's just anything that's like a couple of double meanings, but also like a good message. I'm always working now to write positive messages. They don't have to be like corny, because there's a fine line of like the corniness. But yeah, just uplifting messages.
It's interesting you say that because I was listening to your song earlier, Better to be Broken.
Yes.
And that's a total glass half full outlook. It's like, no, it's good that I'm feeling this pain and I'm going through that. I love that outlook.
Thank you.
And that's a very character building, spiritual, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I'm at my lowest and that's okay.
Yeah. Right? Well, and it's like about two people that there's a lot of, especially in this weird dating world we are in now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who, break up and then they try to get back together and then they break up again and then they try to get back together. And it's just an endless cycle. And I wrote that song because I was finding myself in that position. Mm. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to go back, because sometimes it's better to be broken off like with that person. Let bygones be bygones. It's okay. You don't have to fix it.
Right. That's a great answer. I'm always amazed at people that like get divorced.
Yeah.
Then get remarried.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Like, they always think they can do better. And then it's like, I guess I can't.
Yeah.
I'm going back.
I can't.
That's funny. So what do you, you've been singing since you were really young, but when did you have a moment like where you're like, I can do this and I'm doing this? Was there a revelation in your life that made you pursue this?
That's funny. I have Revelation tattooed on me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that the biblical?
Yeah.
Number?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a crazy book in the Bible.
The Revelations?
Yeah.
I'm somewhat familiar. It's been a while. But,
It's like a bunch of dreams, basically, that I think, I can't remember. It's either John or Paul. I think it's Paul. Okay. That was once Saul. He had all of these crazy dreams and stuff given to him from God.
Okay.
But anyway, where were we?
I love how you bail on your own conversation.
Yes.
You're
ADHD. It's so bad.
Let's hold on to that question, because we got to do the news, or intermission, as I like to call it. And then we'll come back with Kaylin Cole. She's going to sing some more. We're going to talk some more. I love that you're here. This is so much fun.
I'm glad I'm here.
And I'm going to ask you about stand-up comedy, because you said you started asking me about stand-up comedy last time you were here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You're a singer. You can't do this.
Yeah.
I will not let you put down your guitar and do things, even though you're funny. Dave on the stream says The Matrix is a good hotel room movie. Yes, that is another good one. And how are we doing on time, Dom?
Got about 40 seconds, give or take.
That's an eternity in radio, according to Chris Casper.
That's true.
Craig Knitt says, Pete, Shawshank Redemption is always a great watch. I have to watch a little every time it clicks through, regardless of the location. That's in a hotel room or out of a hotel room, I guess he's saying. That and The Green Mile are two great Stephen King prison flicks. Well done, Craig. We'll read more of your texts, and we'll have more with Kaylin Cole when we come back. Then we're going to talk some Milwaukee film at 7:35. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight. Stay tuned for Act 2, folks. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The death toll from the devastating Central Texas flooding has climbed to at least 129 people, as forecasts show that region facing yet another flash flood threat this weekend. A new legal ruling affecting ICE operations.
A federal judge in California has ordered the Trump administration to temporarily halt what is called indiscriminate immigration stops in seven California counties, including Los Angeles. The judge's orders say DHS cannot detain someone based on race, spoken language, job, and deny a detainee the right to legal counsel.
ABC's Zareen Shaw. Blaming tension with U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, sources tell ABC News that Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino has told allies he might resign over the DOJ's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. In Pamplona, Spain, emergency service officials reporting at least five people have been hurt in the sixth day of the running of the bulls through the city streets. This is ABC News.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers and Nationals wrap up their series here today. The crew with a thrilling 6-5 win over Washington last night. Milwaukee down 5-3, bottom of the ninth. Andrew Vaughn at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Finnegan deals. Vaughn, line drive.
Caleb Durbin later drove in Andrew Monasterio for the winning run. Manager Pat Murphy on the effort Monasterio has shown.
The great thing about having the right people. This kid every day says, I want to stay in the big leagues.
The Brewers have now won 6 in a row. The Nationals have lost 7 of their last 10.
I'm going to tell you, you got to keep your head up. You know, got to go back and do it again.
That's the Nationals manager Miguel Cairo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Air quality concerns today thanks to areas of smoke, mostly sunny skies, a light west to southwest wind, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Smoke will continue to be found tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid and upper 60s. Right now it's 64.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild is in the guest host seat with me on Monday. We keep you up to date. Who's out and who's in? Is it Bongino and Patel or Bondi at the DOJ?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is producer Conrad. Hope you have a fun and safe 4th of July weekend. Pete and I are taking time to spend time with our family and enjoy the weather. So in the meantime, here's a show that includes artists in Wisconsin. Hope you enjoy.
Hey, welcome back to Nightlife, folks. Just having a sidebar here with my guest, Kaylin Cole. We are kicking off Act 2 here. It is great to have you with me. I'm live in Madison tonight, and I always love coming to Madison to do the show. It's just so much fun. Sitting in for Conrad tonight is Dom. Dom, how are you?
Doing pretty good. You know, this is the second time I've been working with you, and this won't be the last.
No restraining orders have happened yet?
Not yet.
All right, good.
Well, we'll see. You know,
I think I treat people fairly, right?
I think you do. Yeah, you
do. At least to their face. Absolutely. I might say stuff when I leave here, but that doesn't matter. Yeah. You leave feeling good about yourself.
There we go. Okay. Yeah.
I think that's what's important. If you missed the first hour, folks, you missed some conversation about, what was the name of that place again? Smut and Eggs.
Oh,
this is a place where you can go and have brunch and watch a porno film. I think, I don't know about the business model, but they've been... I said I can't even watch a PG-13 movie and eat.
It's just, it's absolutely crazy. I've said this before, but I've never heard of that in my entire life.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Zommers and Todd Alba and I are going to check this out, and we'll be back with a full report. We also, our question of the night, we got a good one tonight, folks. You're in a hotel. It's very late, and you should go to sleep, but this movie is on. What is the movie? This happened to me last night. It was like midnight. I was ready to hit the sack early. I turn on the TV and Goodfellas is on. So, flash forward. Remember that from last night?
I do. Yeah.
You ever meet people who say flash forward instead of fast forward?
Yes.
Flash forward. What's a flash forward?
And you're like, what? I don't understand.
Interdimensional travel or something. But I ended up watching the entire movie. So that's our question of the night. We've gotten some really good responses tonight. Please share what you would watch in opposition to going to bed. And I will read your text on the radio. And that's exciting, folks. You can put that on a resume. I had my text read on Nightlight with Peach Wabba because I watched, Bachelor Party in a hotel room one night. So we'll do that. Susan Kearns is here at 7:35. We're going to talk Milwaukee Film. They have a really cool program called Cinematic Sisterhood. Milwaukee Film does some incredible things in the city of Milwaukee, building community and educating people about the arts. And right now, we're going to get back to our current interview. Kaylin Cole, singer-songwriter, is here. She is originally from Wisconsin, has made her home in Nashville for, what, 6 years now?
Almost six, yeah.
Wow. So how is it different? Like, when you come here, do you feel differently? Does this feel like home, or is it still just the road to you? Like,
this is home to me.
Okay.
I have a few friends from high school that I still like to see and everything, but I've made friends since being on the road. I actually just went out with a couple of friends that I met at Ishnala, which is in the Dells, and it's a supper club and they work there, but I've made friends along the road, which is nice. But Nashville's like somewhat like home, but more like I'm building my career there and I'm just aware of that.
Does it feel like home to you in Nashville?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard because like home is where my family is.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're all up here. So
right.
I try to make it as homey as possible. But it always seems like home back here.
Interesting. All right. So you've been singing since you were really young. You mentioned community theater.
I know.
I read in your bio, you did karaoke and loved it and crushed and won contests. Talk a little bit about, and then I love what I read, that your dad was a musician and your uncle was in a band when you were young. So you were exposed to this very young. Talk about the influence, you just mentioned your family. Talk about the influence they've had on your musical career.
Yeah, well, my dad has just been very extroverted his whole life. So I really think that looking how he acted and watching that when I was younger really helped me know how to network with people and speak with people and just be extroverted. Because you kind of have to be, especially if you're representing yourself in the music industry. But my dad used to be a DJ when he was in college. So that was kind of his music portion. My uncle was, we were very close when I was younger just because he lived closer to home. And so did I, obviously. But I looked up to him because he was in a band and he played guitar and drums and he just was always practicing, if not playing. And we would go to his shows sometimes and I just like the kid allowed shows. Because usually he was in bars. There's not going to be a 3-year-old in a bar. Well, in Wisconsin, you never know.
Yeah, they can legally drink. You can legally drink at 3 if your parents are there.
Which is wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, so I was just always around that. Other than that, my great-grandma sang in church, but that's it. So nobody else is musical.
That's a lot, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah. My brother Asher, he sings in the shower, and he's not that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Aren't we all good in the shower, though, when we sing? I sound amazing in the shower. Yeah. I can sing the entire Les Mis show, and it sounds beautiful.
You know what's funny, though? I really don't sing in the shower.
Well, you're a real singer, though. I mean, you don't have to. You already know you sound good.
Warm up.
The rest of us need the acoustics of the shower, I think. I know you're a fan of High School Musical, too, from reading your bio, and you sing Troy Bolton songs.
Yeah. Heck yeah, I'm not gonna stop till you get my shot. Yeah, High School Musical 2 is the best one. I don't know, I don't care what anybody says. It's the best one.
You have another new song. I would love it if you play for us, if you're so inclined.
Speaking of High School Musical, no, just kidding. Yeah, this one I wrote with my friend Nick Haynes down in Nashville, and it's called Renovation. And I actually wrote it based on a conversation my brother and I had.
Cool.
So,
all right, here's Kaylin Cole live in the studio, folks.
Passing by, you wouldn't think much of it. It sits pretty on a hill. The front door's hiding lies until you walk inside, the walls are caving in. Each room is keeping secrets. Takes more than paint to make it all brand new. Need a carpenter kind of view. 'Cause my foundation set on shaky ground. 'Cause I kept thinking I could build it by myself. When I finally put the hammer down, he made me new, nail by nail. The blueprints of my heart need a saving. I can't keep delaying. It's renovation. That wrecking ball held all my plans. He made a way frame by frame and built me with his hands. Through any wind and rain, I know I can't stand. My foundation set on shaky ground. 'Cause I kept thinking I could be. It's renovation.
That is great.
Thank you.
Dom's clapping. You can hear Dom clapping.
Ayo. Yeah.
Very nice. So this will be on the new release in July too, correct?
Actually, no. So that's more.
That's
more
really new then.
Yeah, really new. I wrote this one about 4 weeks ago. But this one's going to probably be out next year sometime.
Okay. So. Oh, that's a great song. I love that song.
Thank you.
You have such a great voice too. It complements your guitar playing so well.
Thank you.
I still have trouble with the bar chords.
Oh, me too.
Do you really?
Yeah. Didn't you hear it?
No, I didn't. Then you do one where you just hold one finger down for those three strings.
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
know
that's
how
an
you
a.
do. You know, why do you do that instead of the three fingers?
Just because it's easier, like easier if you're going to go here and then here. So,
that's impressive.
Yeah, all right. It's all the mechanics around it. I don't know. I'm still learning every day.
You play piano too, though. And
I
you
do.
Said in an article that I read about you that you, you write better with the piano, but you like the way the guitar sounds better. Explain that. That's interesting.
Yeah. I love how you do your homework too, Pete. Props to you.
I'm a terrible student, except about stuff I really like music. And
well, so I said that in an interview a couple years ago, and what I meant by that was I love like how the soul is drawn out of me with piano.
Yeah.
And I can apply that on guitar after I write it, but sometimes it's hard to find the soul on the guitar unless you specifically write that way. Which at that time I didn't. So
that's a really great answer. Well, I have one more writing question for you. When do you write? Do you have a specific time every day? Do you write when the mood catches you? Do you have a process or is it sort of open-ended?
So I'm always open to ideas that come to me. And what I do, I have a little note on my notes app and I write it down.
Okay.
And I'll write a little bit of like, let's say it's this next song that I'm coming out with on my record in October, it's called Holding On to Hope. And so when I got that idea, which was actually in the shower, I wrote it down after I got out because, you know, that would have been a little messy. I got out, wrote it down, but then I also wrote what it would have been about next to it so I could remember that idea. And then I went into a room with specific people who I know that would just crush that song.
Oh, so it's like a group collaboration.
Yeah, so it's a collaboration, but I'm always open to ideas.
That's
so,
excellent. I've
anytime.
Got some song ideas.
Really?
Flip them your way.
We should write. Yes. I'll give you 50%.
Well, 50%?
Yeah, it's usually how it works.
I've been looking for someone to compose this song I had. I'll just give you the title. It's What Is This Thing on My Foot? Can we do something with that?
Depends on what that means. I don't know. Is it catchy?
I don't know where that came from. I find it's hard for me to talk about feet. That's why I went comedically right for
feet. Came completely out of left field. I was not ready for that whatsoever.
Tom, I hate feet.
Stay on your toes. I like feet for their purpose, but I'm with you. Yeah. Can you stay for a couple more minutes?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. We're coming right back with Kalen Coles. We're hanging out in the studio here in Madison. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwava. We're coming right back.
When I come back to the room, everything goes zoom, zoom. I turn my amp up loud, began to play. It was late at evening.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Get up, folks. I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. We got a text from Steady Eddie. He's in the 608. Kaylin, you mentioned living on a prayer before, so Steady Eddie tailored his text around what he heard. He says, living on a prayer, that is the song title of your songwriter's first big hit. She can work out the lyrics and melody. All I want is 25% of all the proceeds. You're welcome, Steady Eddie. Sorry, Steady Eddie, get in line, buddy. She's writing, what is this thing on my foot first?
Yeah, sorry. Priorities.
Get in line, pal.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Steady Eddie. That is awesome. And then Andrea from Grafton says, The Shining or Psycho are hotel room movies, or you could just watch the news. That would be worse than The Shining or Psycho. But thank you, Andrea. We've got a few
more
she's minutes.
She's not bad, or she's not wrong.
No, I totally agree. The news is much more horrifying.
It's terrible.
Kaylin Cole is here for a few more minutes. She's joining us in studio. She is back here in her home state of Wisconsin playing several shows this weekend that you have to go and follow her. We kind of gave people the basics, but they should follow you and find out where these shows are.
Yeah, please.
You talked about in Green Bay, you had this obsession at the moment with stand-up comedy.
I still do
find you very funny, but why would you make a career jump like that? You've got like 8 years in the music business.
Yeah.
I think you were doing it tongue-in-cheek. But,
I don't know. I feel like it would be, comedy alone is hard, but like, clean-ish comedy is harder. Mm-hmm. Like, what's his name? Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
People love him. But his stuff is clean, and it's so funny, though, too.
Right.
But I would love to do, I don't know, like, somebody told J-Lo that she couldn't dance, sing, and act. And she said, watch this.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, comedy's just so fun for me to consume, but also I would just love to do it. I had a show, in December of last year. I was going to say a couple months back. But there was a comedy ramble in Nashville at Zany's.
Yeah.
In Nashville. And so they had asked me to play 5 songs of my own at the end of that comedy ramble.
Oh, nice.
So everybody was already attentive and tuned in. And I played and cracked my own jokes. And I was like, wow, maybe I could do this. And it was such a good time.
I have to share this. I did a show called Comedy on the Road in the 90s. There was all these A&E shows.
You know,
the Improv, cool. Caroline's. Yeah. And I did comedy on the road at Nashville and Zanies.
Yeah.
Or at Zanies in Nashville. And I loved all the Zanies in Chicago. That's where I started doing stand-up. And then I got there and I just, it was on TV and it was not a good set.
No.
No, not, nobody did great, but I felt like I did worse than everybody. So I don't know if I insulted people somehow or I did wear a big cowboy hat and boots. Maybe they thought I was trying
to
fit
y'all.
Into
Hi, dude.
A big piece of straw in my mouth. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I rubbed people the wrong way.
That's hilarious because the second song coming out of my album, which is going to be in August, is called Try in Country. And it's about me writing about all the fake cowboys and cowgirls in Nashville.
There has to be a lot of them.
So many of them.
Posers.
It's like, just be yourself, you know? And, you know, it. I might get some hate for the song, but it's how I felt.
Yeah, and you went there when you were 18. So you're like a true, you're doing this. You're authentic.
Yeah, maybe I don't sound like I'm 100% from Wisconsin anymore, but that just naturally rubbed off. But I'm not like, hey, y'all, how you doing? or singing with a twang in my songs. I don't do that because I don't have a twang when I talk. So why would I do that?
What do you listen to when you're not playing?
Actually, I have only been listening to like Forrest Frank recently, if you know who that is. Do you know who that is?
I don't, but I'm going to look him up right now.
Yeah. Go to the Google.
Forrest Frank?
Forrest Frank. He's so good. And if my boyfriend's listening, he's going to be shaking his head because that's all I play in the car. And he's like, God, help me.
What is he, country?
No, he's actually like Christian right now. And he does stuff with like Thomas Rhett. And he's done a bunch of collabs. And he's really good. He was from the band Surfaces, but then went his own way. So, but then also Brandon Lake. I love listening to him. Jelly Roll. It's cool.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton, obviously.
Mostly country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly country, mostly Christian, some Christian country.
You have a religious background. I don't hear, I hear spirituality in your music, but not blatant religious lyrics. And I would not have guessed that about you, that you're religious, mostly because of the way you behave. But I mean, like, I think that's, I've always liked artists that do that.
Yeah.
Like, their music is very spiritual, but it's not like over the top, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I just try to, recently I've been trying to live it out more, you know? And parents always say, do what I say, not do as I do. But I'm trying to do what I do, you know? Trying to be, I don't know. So many people nowadays are looking for answers and like looking in the crazy directions as to what is the answer to my life and purpose. And I'm just trying to, you know, kind of help people in that realm as much as I can, I guess.
I think authenticity as an artist, you can't ever fake it.
No.
And people will, you
can
know,
smell fakeness a mile away.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And even people you might think, oh, they're not going to know this, but people know. They're like juries.
Yeah.
You know, they can sense when someone's not being real or is not being authentic. Mm-hmm. Do you have a movie you can't turn off if you were in a hotel? You must stay in a lot of hotels. If it's late at night, what is a movie that Kaylin Cole can't turn off?
So I would have to say Twilight.
Oh, that's... No, listen.
I'm one of those people.
I have to say, I found that movie really, I got dragged to it by my wife, but I was like kind of hypnotized by it.
Really?
I thought it was kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah. The soundtrack is just amazing, though. I just love the soundtrack. And I would say that or there's like this Holy Water commercial that if you buy this Holy Water, you'll get like Uber's amount of money. It's such a scam, but it's always on in hotel rooms and I think it's hilarious.
Kaylin Cole, knock them dead this weekend. Blow the roof off the places. And please come back again soon. I love having you on the show.
Yes,
you're
likewise.
Uber talented.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work and break a leg.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always. Kaylin Cole, folks. Check her out this weekend if you're in the Madison area. Follow her on social media.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News.
News. I'm Dave Packer. President Trump posting on Saturday that he'll impose more tariffs on some of our biggest trading partners.
30% on the European Union and Mexico that go into effect on August 1st. Both are slamming the move, saying they were in active negotiations with the U.S. The EU is warning that this will harm consumers and businesses on both sides of the Atlantic.
The Mexican economy minister is calling the deal unfair. This coming despite months of negotiations to de-escalate trade tensions. The death toll from the devastating Central Texas flooding has climbed to at least 129 people. And as Texans mourn the young girls lost at the riverfront Camp Mystic, we're now learning that federal regulators repeatedly granted appeals to remove the camp's buildings from their 100-year flood map. Iran's foreign minister says his country would accept the resumption of nuclear talks if there were assurances that no more attacks were made against it. That from Iran state media. This is ABC News. New question.